This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. State Representative Noreen Hammond of Macomb is one of the Republicans who broke ranks and joined Democrats to approve a spending plan along with a tax hike and revenue plan for Illinois. Hammond says it was difficult to support the measures.
To say that they were the two hardest votes that I have taken since I've been in the General Assembly is a fair statement.
But Hammond believes they were the right votes to take for her district and the state. She says Illinois is in danger of having its bonds downgraded to junk. She says it would take decades for the state to dig itself out of that hole. And she says public universities have been hanging on by a thread during the state's two-year-long budget impasse. Hammond says the budget reduces spending by about $2.5 billion, and it raises the individual income tax rate from 3.75% to 5%.
We have been negotiating this for months now. So, for people to say, well, it was the Democrats' budget or Madigan's budget and Madigan's spending is really not fair, because there have been negotiations going on, certainly in the House, between Republicans and Democrats.
Hammond says Republicans did not get everything they wanted, and neither did Democrats. She says the budget cut spending for every state agency without decimating vital services. Public higher education would have its funding cut by 10% compared to fiscal year 15, which is the last time the state had a budget. Hammond says if the governor vetoes the budget, she would vote to override it. Two other state representatives from Western Illinois are Republicans Randy Fries and Dan Swanson. They each voted against the budget. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.